Don't you think it's time for something new? Time for something fun? We'll find out what's hot and what's not on Shada's Hot or Not, brought to you by Campbell's Soup.
Wondrous dancing speck of light, I need a Jew.
This is Hot or Not with Shada on Day with a Techie.
Welcome to the very first episode of Hot or Not with Shada. So, the premise of the show is I'm going to review something, whether that be a website or a product or whatever. Either way, it's going to be techie, and I'll give it a rating of hot or not. So, it should be pretty good, and we might as well just get started. So let's go ahead and start with the Logitech QuickCam IM. All around, I would have to give this camera a pretty good rating. The design, it's nothing special. It's the basic Logitech camera, or webcam. It's the little ball with the camera right on the front. And it comes with the typical stand, and it also comes with a little clip, so you can clip it onto a flat screen or onto your notebook or basically anything flat. The features that it has, it's got a little snap button, they call it, a button on top of the camera. You can just hit that and it'll take a picture. It's got a little LED light on the front to show you when it is taking the picture or when it's taking a video. It's got a manual focus, and it's got TV resolution quality, so you're going to have a 640 by 480 picture with this, which is really nice to have. The frame rate is the NTSC standard, which is the basic 29.97 frames per second. It's got a CMOS sensor, which I understand isn't as good as a CCD webcam, but then again, those are also extremely expensive, as this was not. It comes with a little headset slash microphone. I'd say a good 4 or 5 foot cord on that, so you can throw it onto your desktop and you should still have plenty of room to get to your chair. It's also got a 6 foot cable on the actual camera, so that's really nice to have. And my favorite feature, as I've been doing a lot of stop motion little clips lately, you can hook it up, or you can put it on a tripod actually. There's a little screw on the bottom of it, and you can unscrew that, which you'll probably have to get pliers to take it out, because it's originally a pain in the ass to get out. But it'll screw right on top of a tripod. So that's really good if you happen to do any stop motion or anything that you'd need to. You know, for porn or whatever. Webcam porn. It's great. The software, it comes with a nice little bundle. It comes with the typical quick capture thing. Which is going to be, it's basically just got a button for a picture and a button for video. And it's got a couple little options under those. It's got a pretty good control panel. It gives you a lot of options. You can change a lot of things like the brightness and the contrast and the saturation. You've got some driver settings in there. You can mirror it in different ways, turn it upside down, whatever. You can change the gamma, the backlight, all sorts of different things like the gain. And it's got low light filters, it's got audio stuff. The control panel is pretty extensive, so I like it. It's pretty good. It's got a program on there for video conferencing, which I haven't really used yet, but it looks like it's going to be pretty nice. It's got a picture album, which is good to sort all your pictures with. It's got a video email thing, so you don't have to hook it up with Outlook Express or whatever. Oh, what's it called? Thunderbird. Or whatever program you happen to be using. It's compatible with most other programs. I've gotten it to work swell with Monkey Jam and Stop Motion Pro version 4, also with Adobe Premiere Pro. I haven't tried it with many other programs, but every program I've tried it with so far it has worked seamlessly with. So I would have to give this webcam a hot rating. So, if I did rate it 1 to 10, I'd easily give it a 7. It came with a great price, which I don't think I mentioned yet. You got it for $30 at Walmart. So you're not going to be paying too much over that, wherever you go. And with all the stuff it came with, it was a very good deal. I'm actually using the little headset right now. So this is the quality you get for audio with the headset, which I really like, actually. The quality of the pictures are quite nice for a webcam. I'll have to put up an animation or two that I made with the camera so that you can see all what is available to you. So I hope you check this out. Why don't we get on with our next item? I think next we're going to go ahead and review a piece of software called FUBAR 2000. it's an audio program, so you get to play all sorts of fun songs on it. It's a very small file size, which is great. It's got quite a few features as well. It's mostly open source. By mostly, I mean most of the components that it comes with for the different file types are under the standard BSD license, so thus most of it is open source. So you do have the capability to add on quite a bit. It has a wide range of quote-unquote out-of-the-box supported file types, which include we've got WAV, AIFF, VOC, AUSND, you've got the Ogg Vorbis, MPC, MP2, 3 and 4, and AAC. Those are just a couple of them. Supports a bunch more. And there are a ton of add-ons you can get just to expand that list even more. You can get those off their website, which I'll give the website in a minute. It's got full Unicode support. It's also got a low memory footprint, thus it's got an efficient handling of really, really big playlists. And the playlist display is customizable, which is always nice. And you can have custom keyboard shortcuts. It's got a little tiny bar on there for controls, which is nice. Playlist, like I said, is customizable. It's got all sorts of different options. Let's go into the preferences real quick. Okay, well, there's a lot of different things in here. You might as well just check it out, since it's free and all. Go ahead and head over to www.foobar2000.org. That's FOOBAR, and the numbers 2000.org. And that's the website. I don't believe there's any screenshots or anything. We've got some guides over there in a wiki. They've got a forum, they've got change logs, the requirements, which basically the only requirements is Windows. Because everything else is super low requirements, so you can run this on pretty much any Windows box. Unfortunately, they don't have a Linux version for all you Linux fools out there. They've got a pretty decent FAQ, whatever. You've got a list of all the components, and then other things that you can get on top of that to add to it, all sorts of different things. And then they've got their download section, which includes a bunch of extra readers and such on there. And then there's just all sorts of stuff on the website. Go check it out. Again, that's FUBAR2000.org. It's a great little program. We've got an SDK on there that you might want to check out if you're a programmer. Go check that out and buy a webcam. This has been Shada with Hot or Not on Today with a Techie. The website address for that just so happens to be twattech.org. You can contact me at Shada at underfireradio.com. Or Shada at websiteofdoom.com. By the way, I want to advertise a new website that I'm working on, websiteofdoom.com, which is basically just a personal little blog of mine. So if you like vlogs, go ahead and head over there, because it's cool. Again, this has been Shada on Twat Tech Radio.